Yeah.
I need a moving chart.
We'll call the Gates County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, February 5th, 2025, at 8:35.
Is that what you gave Jerry's?
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Teeman, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting. Not everyone at once.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Adams. Mr. Swavely, we miss you. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no comment on equalization, ask for a motion to approve or disapprove correction slip number 10. This one's for a homestead exemption change. It's been changed to approve for 100%.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle. Second by Dorn to approve correction slip number 10. Would anyone like to see this?
Sure.
And the funds that are taken away from county tax asking are made up for by the state on the homestead exemptions.
You want to see it?
All right, we have a motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. There's no further discussion on this item. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Patty.
Yes.
Mr. Juergens is going to be the new equalization chair. You two will be working hand in hand on a daily basis.
Bam!
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I hear you doing that to protesters. Remember, you're on my side.
Does it have, I didn't look at the new one. So
the new one, I think, has Juergens on there. Okay. So right. I guess you guys will probably be setting up some daily meetings. Mr. Juergens, do you have anything for us or anything you'd like to ask Patty right away?
Well, Patty was just talking to me about this. In the past, I don't know how many years, it used to be recorded, though, that we would have the supervisors listen to the protest. But at one time, I remember the list was so long that it was weeks. It took weeks. I can't remember the time. And
there was
people couldn't be here every day. The same people couldn't be here every day. So we went to a system where we have, what do you call it?
Referees.
Referees would listen to all the protests. The same people would hear the same thing. Otherwise, you had an assortment of three here. Maybe one was missing, and then two other ones came in. And it wasn't all heard by the same ears. So I'd like to go ahead with that referee system again. Patty says we've got some, not issues, but we better be looking at some referees to get on board for our time frame. So
are your past referees available?
Well, that's why we have to get them booked, because they do other counties, and some of their counties are out west. So I've given them the two board dates for, like, well, about three board dates. Don called me, and we put that on their calendar. And, you know, but there's not a whole lot of people around here that, you know, so there's Lincoln, there's a few that are probably retired that might be willing to do some of it. They're from Lancaster County.
Is there any discussion from the board on using the referee system again instead of the board members doing it?
Fine.
I think it's a more professional way to do it.
What roughly was the cost, Patty?
It was a lot. I mean, it is.
But, I mean, what roughly did you say? Any idea?
I don't know what the total dollar amount. It's about 100 and some dollars now.
$2,500.
$2,530.
Something, and Terry will agree with this. Doing the referees, when we see our friends, the people we know, the community we live in, you're making a decision. And a lot of times you're not fair and unbiased based off that, where the referee keeps it consistent all the way through. So from that aspect of a referee doing it, you can't say I was treated differently than somebody else. So, and Terry, I agree with your thought on that.
And they still do come to the board for final approval. If through the referee process people aren't happy with it, the outcome does come to us for a final vote. There's one before going to Turk. They have one last attempt to talk with us. This is something that was very important to Mr. Adams also. And Mr. Adams and Mr. Claybaugh are both on equalization as well. So this will be something you guys work with more as time goes on.
At some point, we'll have to meet with Patty.
You guys are here on a Monday before board meeting, right? What time?
I wasn't known.
Well.
7 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't get up that early.
Just so that you're all aware as well, we did get notice that Walmart and also Summit Pork have filed for appeal on their.
They're going over in front of the Turk. Yeah.
For evaluations. Which we had wondered if Summit Pork would. Walmart, I hadn't heard anything on. But
I'm going to go up to Fairbury's on April 3rd, because April 3rd they have theirs first. But Daryl's in Florida on the 7th, so we may have to ask for a continuance on that.
Well, let me know as quick as possible so I can.
He's coming, I think, this Monday.
Okay.
So we'll come up because he'll still be in Florida. And when you're talking that type of dollar amount on value, that's going to go through a full board. And so it's not a single commissioner. Generally,
I thought the order said a single commissioner initially.
If it did, I just got my notice yesterday. I haven't even opened them because I had gotten a copy from somebody. Generally, when they're that much, they go through a full board. But I can look at that again. If they have a full board, they usually need an attorney with us.
Is
they what?
An attorney. Yeah. So I'll have Daryl
talk to
you Monday.
I'll talk to Daryl and see how he wants to handle it.
Mr. Chairman.
I'll have
Mr. Adams.
Patty.
Is that for Summit or?
Summit Pork and Walmart.
Both. Fairbury has both of them as well as us?
Fairbury has, well, they're getting their fifth one in, and they took them to Turk, too. And they're on the 3rd, and we're on the 7th of April. Unfortunately, it's right in the middle of us getting just done with values and stuff. It's the worst time in the world, but he is in Florida, so. But we'll talk to you, and we might get just a continuance.
Yeah,
but I'll go up on that 3rd one and just kind of see, because whatever they do with Fairbury, they're most likely going to do with us,
yeah.
I would say, because it's about the same thing.
Patty, where I never saw the numbers, can you talk the numbers today, what were they assessed at and what they wanted to go back down to, or can you not now that it's in there?
I can tell you. You mean what the values are?
Right, right.
Yeah, I have them down in my office. I don't
okay.
have them. Yeah.
Significant change is what they're requesting?
Price that they're.
There was a difference. Emily, do you remember?
I was like.
What, about a million?
I want to say they wanted 1.2, and we were at 2.8 or 3, right at 3, I think.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion about
but it was,
the base.
But it was because of how the how it was built, and it was Jefferson County was using the program, and we had matched with how they had did it with their program, because then you just switch programs or something over to what they've been using.
We just switched to MIPS. We were on TerraScan. Yeah.
So that's what. So we went with how they did their valuation. But I believe their argument is just that we aren't doing it the way that Iowa does it, which is where the difference is. And I'm like, well, we're not Iowa. So
they do have an appraisal on it too. But there again, we got to look at the appraisal, and I think Daryl did. Some of the discussion that comes up with those kind of facilities is you have personal property, which is depreciable inside the building. So what's personal property? What's real estate? that's where some of the discussion comes in all of our commercial buildings, you know. So if it's not on a personal property schedule, it better be on the building. And so that's where sometimes you can come to an agreement, but we'll just have to see.
Thank you.
But I will go up at that third one and see what's going on, too.
Give us a little additional information, Mr. Jurgens.
Patty?
Yeah.
I'll be quite frank here. I think Daryl has slipped a little bit through the years.
I would caution. Okay. Talking with names, that's something the equalization chair can talk to the.
Yeah.
Assessor about.
I think we got to move on a little bit. Someone else.
I think it'd be good to train, like.
I'm probably not going to be here much longer either. So we've got people like Josh, who's tired.
That's what I mean, like, get him.
He is trying to get everything done on
Josh, that one.
So. But yeah.
Just so we're all on the same page here.
Yeah. Anything else for equalization? I would say looks like you have board support to move forward with the referee system as well. So we might as well get things in place so that you can schedule that out. If there's nothing else for equalization, we will.
I'd just make one comment. We do have MIPS out. I think you texted me. So we do have people out in the small towns. They have identification. The vehicle should have, you know, it's got MIPS on the side. They're doing, it's not really what you call a reappraisal. It is, because we're on a new computer system. We're building modeling tables. We're doing things that I've never done in the office before. So this is really exciting going forward, because for all these years, you know, I've worked under five different assessors, and they're building a good depreciation table type thing. And when we switch from one new old computer system that we've been on for 20 years to a new one, when you do that transfer of information, like Jennifer's putting in grain bins, and we have to put them in differently to get them to price out right. So we're running into some things, but we'll get it all cleaned up eventually, and that's where I need to go with it. So.
Refresh me, Patty. Residential still 92 to 100% of market value?
Correct.
The complaints I'm hearing from people are market value. Somebody just spends, I'm going to just say $250, and it comes back, they're assessed at $175. How is that if you bought it off fair market? I know you've explained it over the years, which I never understood how the state market value should be market value.
Okay.
And farm ground is what, 68 to 72%?
It's 69 to 75.
69 to 75, okay.
So basically, all of our sales that we look at, we can't chase a sale. You can't, like, a sale is, like, you could have a whole block that are the same type of house. If one house on that block sells, we have to look at all the ones that are similar to that, or depend. We have to have a plenty of sales to determine that. But the unsold can't be treated differently than the sold. So if somebody's paying $250 for something that I have valued at $175, that median level of value, and that's like taking them the high and the low, meeting in the middle, if that median level of value is at 92 to 100, then by state law we have to raise that.
So really market value wording should probably be taken out. I mean, you can't change that. That's done in Lincoln, but.
Well, market value is what we use, though. So we're studying sales now to determine what Wymore or Blue Springs or and I'm having these MIPS guys, because we need to get the land values up, too. We haven't done a land study for a long time. And as you know, I'm probably going out of here pretty soon. So I want things in a good spot, hopefully, for everybody. And this kind of came too, which is good, because these are like 10 people in a group that'll come down to a town, and they have like a lot of really good appraisers. There's a few on there. Some of them aren't, but they're trainees under those appraisers, so there's always somebody there. And so, yeah, I mean, we just have to completely study the whole market. And so market is a part of it, because the only time we really use cost to very much extent is when you're building brand new. Because you know how all of our houses are It's what we call cookie cutter, because you could have a really nice house set in somewhere, then you have several, especially in the small towns, that are not very good as far as that goes. So it's a process. Does it work? That's the way it's set up at the state. So, and if I don't do that, then they call me into Turk as a show cause hearing for our county. So, but
thank you,
I think we're on the right track. Sorry to stall you, but that email came, so I thought I'd just address
understandable.
That.
If there's nothing else for equalization, we will adjourn at 8:50 on the clock.